Peter and Candy, a laughing man, that little that e'er they didn't grow. They start with laughter, and with a beer. Peter and Candy, a laughing man, Peter and Candy in the dark house. In the dark house again.
Hello, Peter. I told you I got a present for you.
I thought that was just a ruse because you felt guilty.
Guilty for what?
Talking all the way through my song last night and having clandestine meetings with that Bradshaw fella.
No, I had to be sure he were on our side, didn't I?
Look, Ken, I thought we were partners sharing information. And what do I get? Done and dusted. No discussion, no nothing. I have to tell you, I'm not best pleased.
Well, I sold it for a good price.
Yeah, half of what it was valued at.
Yes, but the MG people thought it was in America and fully restored. You need a visionary to buy a car without any paperwork, Peter.
He's just another bloke like you, Ken. Only he looks for bigger earners.
You don't want your off then? Like, nope. I might take you out tomorrow to try out your new present.
Oh, you're just too much.
Good morning, Ken. I understand you wanted to see me.
Ah, yes. I've been giving some thought to the scout group.
Oh, do say you want to come back as a leader. How exciting.
Sorry, no. I'm so busy, but, you know, I always have the boys' best interests at heart. Well, I was wondering if they may like to help with a new project.
Oh, how sweet of you. But they are quite committed at the moment.
We think anything that promotes our understanding of the world, you know, has to be so beneficial, don't you?
I do, Ken. I couldn't agree more. All the Lord's creation, do tell.
Moths, Vicar. Imagine your parish becoming the centre of international study for moths.
Don't they eat curtains and things?
I meant in their natural habitat. I can see it all. Lectures, evenings of exciting captures, recording all our findings. You yourself are a competent artist.
Do you really think so?
I do. I can see spin-offs from our venture. Art classes in the village hall, paintings from sketches and photographs, sales to raise funds. Peter's already volunteered to make picture frames. Hey, you must have seen his dulcimer thing. It'll be a boost to the church and scout funds, you know. Less expenses, of course.
Oh, I don't see the scout part in all this, Ken. I thought moths came out at night, and most of our troop have to be in bed by 7:30.
Fundraising. Giving the whole community the chance to participate.
Surely that's not their only contribution. Oh, I think I made a funny.
Heavens, no, no. Once we're up and running, they could have occasional late nights, weekends. There'll be holidays, of course. And they can be fully involved, you know. Bring out our budding scientists. Light suppers on the veranda. Well, for a small charge, you know.
I thought it was their veranda, Ken. Who's going to manage all this? You say you're too busy. And I have no experience on this scale.
Project leader. Much less demanding than scout leader, you know. I shall delegate. Peter thrives on a challenge.
I shall go away and think about it. My head's just spinning.
Don't leave it too long. I've got some wood arriving tomorrow.
Bye.
That's a lot of wood, Ken. It's a bit deja vu, is that? I hope we don't have tons of slabs to lay.
No, Mr. Beer's dealt with everything. Plans drawn and passed, materials supplied and a team to lay slabs. Be the first job.
Well, where are they going?
Didn't you look at the plans? I'll give you a clue. If you hadn't searched for water with that rotavator, it would have been a potato field now. But I found a better use for it. Are you listening?
Hey, up, lorry's here.
They're not hanging about. That's a good bit of lifting gear.
Here we are, then. How can we help?
Ah, morning, Vicar. Morning, boys. Ah, morning, Annie.
What's all this?
More facilities for the youngsters, Annie.
It's too close to my chickens.
It was on the plans.
No time for that rubbish. Legal tripe. No time for it.
It must be tea time, Ken.
You've got no time for that. I've found a clutch of me chickens in Pignut Spinney and need a bit of help.
Are you sure they're your, Danny?
It's my hen that's mothering them. I thought that cockerel I borrowed were a layabout, but it turns out he weren't. I bought a sack to put them in, but the mice have eaten the bottom out on it.
Get the apple box out of shed, Pete, will you?
I thought we were busy.
Well, we can spare you for a bit.
Oh, I'm that important, am I?
We never let the lady down, Peter. Vicar?
Come on, young'un. I can't wait to hear all day.
I'll bring the box then, shall I?
Vicar, how do you feel about making some tea?
Oh, I'm not familiar with those Primus things. They always sound dangerous to me.
The boys will show you.
Oh dear. Come along, boys.
Don't put that wood too close to them there maras. Annie's hoping they'll grow another foot yet.
Cooey, Ken, how many for tea?
Hold on a minute. 2, 5, 6. Make that 7.
Oh, I hope we have enough mugs. What about milk and sugars? Roger, go over and ask Ken about milk and sugar. There's a good boy.
Mr. Bradshaw, tea on the veranda, I think.
Something wrong?
No, nothing. I thought you might like a clean seat, you know, sit down and drink a cup of tea.
Yeah, much obliged. Actually, I've got a favour to ask.
Fire away.
I'm thinking about the opening of the facility. I wonder if it's possible to focus on my good self a little. Thing is, the council are running something in their quarterly mag. So we have to give them some credit, of course, you know, foresight, having an eye to the future, etc. But the chairman's position is coming up and I've got my eye on it.
Have you got a plaster? Oh, silly me, I've cut my finger on a broken saucer.
All the way then, Kenneth.
I'll give it some thought. What happened, young'un? You're a long time.
A big area of slabs, Ken.
Sit down, I'll try and squeeze a couple out of the barrel. There you go. So what happened?
They got on well.
Over 4 hours to round up a few chicks. I thought you'd gone looking for Wordsworth's daffodils.
I'm sorry, Ken. Them chicks were all over the place. It wasn't just the chicks. Annie had her talking head on and I had to blooming listen. She had some good ideas for the opening.
We'll have to talk about that. Bradshaw's keen to be involved.
Why don't you let me look at it? I could work in the background.
Keeping a low profile again? No. I need you to call on a few businesses for some special support.
You know how I feel about public exposure. I like to keep myself to myself. You know.
It's just a bit of exponential begging. Sup your beer. Any success with them ring-arounds then, Peter?
You won't believe it. I spoke to 3 people yesterday and we've had 3 promises of equipment in exchange for a mention.
Equipment? A mention? Mentioning what?
The parish mag thing. Oh, and a few words on the day, perhaps.
I thought we agreed. Just fundraising. You steering clear of the frontman bit.
I've got some great ideas for the opening.
It's only a few days away. The seats are arriving today.
Seats?
Well, big logs. They're going straight on the ground facing the stage. They make two opposing curves. Stage one way seats the other.
A real amphitheatre. God, are the Romans coming?
Yeah, but we don't have enough Christians for the Lions.